Hi, Della.
Hi, Tegan.
This is something we've reported on a lot, this program called LA Safe. It's run by the Office of Community Development, and it got a big grant from the federal government for this outreach program. They've been holding public meetings all over the coast and asking people for input on how coastal communities might adapt to climate change, rising seas, and land loss. So what are some of the ideas that they got from these meetings?
So about 4,000 people overall came to these meetings over the course of a year. Some things that came out of these meetings were ideas for small things, such as water taxis, things like helping people train for careers in the coast, helping the fishing industry, for example. Then there were broader ideas to come out of this, things like relocation programs for people who might have to move as flooding increases in the state. These are voluntary programs. They would incentivize people to help get out of these flood-prone areas.
So the state took all of this input, and it's putting together a report. And the report isn't public yet, but you were able to get some of the draft documents from LA Safe. So what did they include?
The documents I got included a sheet of recommended policies. They're policies that are being considered for a report the state is going to put out later this year. In that report, however, are not just the policies that you and I are talking about, but they're also recommending pilot projects for each parish, and each parish will get its own plan of sorts for advising local governments about how communities can deal with the changing coast.
So the state has acknowledged that even if the coastal master plan is fully implemented, some people will still need to move. We can't save everyone on the coast. So are these documents kind of a blueprint for a plan for how that will work or what?
State officials told me that it's unclear exactly what will go into that plan as of yet. Right now, the policies that we're talking about are just ideas at this point. They're ideas that were floated by residents, other community members. They were put together by planning officials who work with the state. The state is planning to publish this report later this year. At that point, we'll get a clearer idea of how many of these policies will actually make it in to a broader framework.
So it could go to the legislature or the Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority?
State officials have told me that the blueprint they're going to put together will be for anyone who deals with the coast. It could be for local governments to help imagine how they can make their communities more resilient in the future. It could be for the Coastal Master Plan. The idea is to get ahead of the Coastal Master Plan a little bit to help inform these governments and the state as well about how to prepare for the future.
What are the broader goals of this report then? Are officials trying to get people to move away from the coast?
The state has said in no uncertain terms that they are not doing any kind of mandatory relocation. It's been very controversial, and they've balked at any idea or suggestion that that's what they're doing. However, some of these policy ideas would incentivize people to move away from the coast, and it would also make it harder for them to live in these really high-risk areas. It would make it harder for them to live there because it would be more expensive for them.
It sounds like this report might not go over very well with some local officials. You talked to some. What did they tell you?
So Plaquemines Parish President Amos Cormier is one of the people who really dislikes some of the proposals that he's seen. He told me that it's patently clear that some of them are against the residents' interests, at least in his area.
So he's pretty upset about this potential report coming out and what it would mean for Plaquemines.
I think he's very anxious about what the report will show. And exactly what it will mean for residents in that area. Some of the things that have been proposed include buyouts, which might help people, but they've also included such ideas like prohibiting new development in high-risk areas or the elimination of homestead exemptions, which would make taxes a lot higher for people who live in these high-risk areas.
Sure. So it seems like the report might kind of incentivize getting people to move away from the coast to safer areas by developing these policies that make life on the coast more expensive. So is that really equitable? Would that make life for poor people on the coast even harder?
It could. It is important, though, to note that we're not sure that that's going to make it into the report. I think especially after these policy ideas have gotten attention, state officials have said that they're really taking a hard look at what goes into this report and what doesn't.
So I went to a lot of these LA Safe meetings, and they had charts and maps, and they seemed to be trying to show people that some migration inland was already happening. But they were also asking people how they think their communities could adapt to land loss. Aside from housing proposals that kind of encourage people to move to higher ground, what else is LA Safe doing?
That's a great question. LA Safe is also trying to help people adapt to the future in ways that doesn't just mean helping people get away from areas, but also helping areas build out when more people come in. So when population increases in some areas because they're fleeing others, the state is going to have to deal, state and local communities are going to have to deal with that population increase. So some ideas to help those areas include building out water retention programs in areas like parks. There's also the idea to help retrofit transportation routes to better deal with flooding in the future so people can get around more easily.
All this planning is kind of hard to wrap your head around in a way, and it kind of sounds a little touchy-feely sometimes. But the takeaway, it seems, is, you know, the state is trying to create a plan or a blueprint to deal with the human aspect of coastal land loss.
That's exactly it. So the Coastal Master Plan deals with a lot of technical aspects to how to deal with flooding in the future. What is happening now is state officials are trying to better figure out how to help communities without vastly changing how they look.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Della Hassell. We look forward to reading your story in The Lens.
Thank you.